Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Splendor that suits the dress code of heaven. Yet you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes. They will walk with me dressed in white, for they are worthy. Revelation 3:4. How little people know who think that holiness is dull. C.S. Lewis wrote those words to counteract the notion that holiness is somehow drab and boring. If that idea were true, then the saints of Revelation 3 ought to be wearing drab gray or dull black. Instead, they are adorned in dazzling white. Matthew Henry shares this insight into what the faithful servant of God can expect to wear. Walk with Matthew Henry, an English pastor born in 1662, best known for his devotional Bible commentary. The small, faithful remnant in Sardis had not given in to the prevailing corruptions of the day and place in which they lived. God notices the smallest number of those who abide with him and makes a very gracious promise to them. They will walk with me dressed in white, for they are worthy in the white robes of justification and adoption and comfort, in the white robes of honor and glory in the next world. Their fidelity has prepared them for it. Those who walk with Christ in the clean garments of real, practical holiness here and keep themselves unspotted from the world shall walk with Christ in the white robes of honor and glory in the life to come. This is a suitable reward. The purity of grace shall be rewarded with the perfect purity of glory. Holiness, when perfected, shall be its own reward. Today's New Testament reading is Revelation chapter 3, verses 1 through 6.
Revelation 3. To the angel of the church in Sardis write, "These are the words of him who holds the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your deeds. You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Wake up. Strengthen what remains and is about to die. For I have found your deeds unfinished in the sight of my God. Remember, therefore, what you have received and heard. Hold it fast and repent. But if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what time I will come to you. Yet you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes. They will walk with me, dressed in white, for they are worthy. The one who is victorious will, like them, be dressed in white. I will never blot out the name of that person from the book of life, but will acknowledge that name before my Father and his angels. Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches."
In heaven, God's children will wear the reward of holiness. But for now, those around you may be wearing clothes more in style with the world. That's a style that will change and be discarded. By contrast, God's style never varies with integrity, fidelity, purity. They are timeless as God himself. Holiness. Wear it well as befitting the beautiful bride of Christ of which you are a part. You needn't wait till heaven to begin to walk with him in white.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.